Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the rise and fall of charismatic con man Jim Baker, a TV preacher who took millions of dollars from his loyal viewers and then used their money to do everything but the Lord's work. The day was October 4th, 1988. Televangelist Jim Baker was indicted on 24 federal charges of fraud and conspiracy. These formal charges were the result of a multi-year investigation jointly conducted by the IRS, the FBI, and the Postal Inspection Service. Baker was a well-known public figure in the 1980s, having risen to prominence through he and his wife Tammy Faye's Christian television programs and other religious ventures. The fraud investigation and subsequent trial revealed that Baker had conducted what amounted to a Ponzi scheme. He solicited donations through his TV talk show and through mailed advertisements, pledging to use the money for overseas missionary work, but actually using it to pay off debts and to support he and his wife's extravagant lifestyle. Jim Baker's indictment was a long time coming. He and the North Carolina business he founded, Praise the Lord Ministries, or PTL, had been the subject of federal investigations as far back as 1979. The FCC found evidence that Baker was routinely misusing the funds he raised to support his ministry. For example, in 1982, they found Baker had raised $350,000 from viewers, but hadn't used it for what he said he would. Instead, most of the money went to pay for the development of Heritage USA, a Christian-themed resort and amusement park in Fort Mill, South Carolina. The FCC's investigation also showed that Jim and Tammy Faye Baker had used PTL funds for personal expenses, including the purchase of diamond jewelry, luxury cars, and even an air-conditioned doghouse. After 3 years on the case, the FCC sent its report to the Department of Justice, but it declined to press charges, citing insufficient evidence. When news of the report broke, Baker capitalized on the controversy. He referred to the FCC probe as a, quote, witch hunt, and told viewers that by sending him more money, they would be doing their part to, quote, give the devil a black eye. Many supporters bought Baker's story that he was being unfairly targeted for his religious beliefs and that he hadn't actually done anything wrong. However, not everyone was convinced, and members of the press continued to scrutinize the Baker's finances for the next 5 years. In 1987, the Charlotte Observer published several articles about PTL's alleged mishandling of funds. Among the findings they presented was a particularly scandalous item: a payment of nearly $300,000 to a former church secretary named Jessica Hahn. In the months that followed, Hahn took her story public, outlining a sexual encounter that had taken place in a Florida hotel room on December 6, 1980. She alleged that Jim Baker and John Wesley Fletcher, another PTL pastor, had drugged and raped her, and that the payment she received was hush money to keep her from going to the press. Baker had been asked for comment ahead of the story's publication and could see the writing on the wall. He resigned from PTL that March, and when the scandal went public shortly after, he admitted to having sex with Hahn, but maintained it had been consensual. Baker tried to downplay his role in the incident too, claiming he had been blackmailed and, quote, wickedly manipulated into having sex with his then 21-year-old employee. Hahn eventually admitted to demanding and receiving hush money, but was granted immunity in exchange for her testimony at trial. Before Baker stepped down from PTL, his fundraising efforts reportedly raised more than $100 million annually. Hahn's allegations seemingly confirmed that large portions of those funds were being used for decidedly personal matters. The Hahn scandal reignited the government's interest in Jim Baker's dodgy finances. The resulting investigation lasted 16 months and was greatly aided by Reverend Jerry Falwell, a fellow televangelist whom Baker had entrusted with his ministry following his own resignation. Falwell cooperated with federal officials, providing them with access to all the PTL records they needed to build their case. On October 4, 1988, the findings of the federal grand jury probe led to Jim Baker's indictment on 8 counts of mail fraud, 15 counts of wire fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy. Tammy Faye avoided such charges as her husband had exercised full control over PTL's finances. However, she was still viewed as guilty by association in the eyes of the public, and both her image and her career never fully recovered. As for Jim Baker, he was convicted of tax, wire, and mail fraud in 1989 and sentenced to 45 years in prison. That sentence was later commuted, and Baker was released in 1994, having served just under 5 years. Tammy Faye divorced him during his incarceration and continued with her own solo ministry as best she could until her eventual death in 2007. By that time, Jim Baker had relaunched his career as a TV preacher, eventually reframing his public disgrace as an early example of cancel culture. In 2020, Baker came under fire again after advertising a supposed cure-all called the Silver Solution during his broadcasts. The prosperity preacher alleged that his solution could, quote, prevent, mitigate, treat, or cure any disease or illness, including the coronavirus. Health officials understandably pushed back against that highly questionable claim and later deemed the solution to be outright toxic. A year later, Baker and his Missouri church were ordered to pay $156,000 in restitution after being sued for false claims. Jim Baker complied, but maintained, as always, that he had done nothing wrong. According to the preacher, he never tried to fleece anyone. Not in the 1980s, and not in the 2020s either. He may have made mistakes along the way, sure, but never with the intention of harming or defrauding those who had trusted him. People will continue to draw their own conclusions about how true that really is, and about what kind of man Jim Baker really is. Victim or victimizer? Crusader or con man? Of course, if you need a little help making up your mind about that, you could always look to the Good Book for guidance. Take Matthew 7:15, for instance. It says, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. Just something to keep in mind. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.